Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the No Ninja podcast. I remain your humble host, Eke Kelechi Udonsikalo Jr. You can as well call me Honorable. I hope you've enjoyed the past episodes. I also enjoin you to also share them with your friends and also to invite them to subscribe to my podcast channel. I also invite you to follow me on my social media platform at Noble for You to See. Noble for You to See on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. In my last episode, I told you that I will be having a guest. So today I have a guest on the show where we'll be talking about why few Nigerians, or would I say in certain parts of Africa, see using the left hand to present a gift to be a sign of disrespect. I have with me here Chief Mark Robinson, whom would also be sharing with us his thoughts on that also. Following that, I would also discuss or share with us the kind of marriages we have in Nigeria, which would also interest you. I would also talk about family and also kinship. In the next episode, I would as well talk about a tribe in Nigeria. Possibly it would be the Igbos. I will also share with you interesting facts about that unique tribe. Also to inform you that I'm also from that tribe. I'm from the tribe of Igbo. We are the Igbo-speaking part of Nigeria. We are also located in the eastern part of Nigeria, the southeastern part of Nigeria. Okay. Okay, I have with me here Chief Mark Robinson Ihoma, who is also the CEO of Mark Robinson and Sons. He's well abreast with information regarding the tradition that the Africans, most Africans or Nigerians, uphold about giving a gift with the left hand. He would be sharing with us the knowledge that he has gotten, and to also know from him if it is a taboo to do such things. Brother Ihoma, you're welcome. Can you please tell us what you know about this?
Thank you very much, Brother Kelechi. Using right hand or left hand in African tradition, we believe, it is not documented, we believe that using left hand to present a gift to an elderly man or woman connotes disrespect, particularly before the 25th century. That is just our belief. It is not written anywhere. It is handed over from generation to generation. It's not documented. So that is the common belief, that you do not use left hand. And then to some also, left hand is not acceptable.
Okay, thank you so much. Most people believe that the right hand is for good, while the left hand is for evil. So how do you balance this?
Well, the aspect I know, given my experience, is that it's in the side of culture. and respect. In African setting, it is uncommon for someone to present a gift to an elderly person or to even a peer group using left hand. We do not see it as a taboo per se, but we see it as a mark of disrespect for anyone that does so or that uses left hand. Thank you.
Okay, so that means it does not attribute to good or bad or good and evil. It's just that it's a mark of disrespect and there's nothing evil about it. Okay, thank you. So now in your society, how are they now accepting these people who are prone to using their left hands, you know, to do things? You know, we have so many of them. I have few friends also who are prone to. I also have a cousin who's also prone to using his left hand to do so many things. So how are you, how is it happening?
I also have two of my nephews that uses left hand. They are very tender, very little children. In my opinion, and given my own experience and learning, I have come to realize that this issue of left hand is natural in man. But before now, we used to discard, we used to disdain, we used to abuse, we used to castigate anyone that uses left hand. We see it as a mark of disrespect. We see it as a failure on the part of the parents not teaching their children to use the right hand in both in eating and in exchange, giving gift to people. But right now, the perception is changing. People have come to realize that those around me, like I said earlier on, that we also have people in my domain who uses left hand. They are very children. They are little children. It is not by their making that they are using. I think it is not by their making. That's natural. And we have also come to realize that it passes through genes. So most times you see children whose parents or grandparents are left-handed also coming up to use left hand. So the perception is changing, but we also believe that the parents can try to help their children to adopt the acceptable hand that we use given our African setting. So, but for us, there is nothing wrong at the moment about it.
Oh, thank you so much, Chief. I think you have really enlightened me and also the listeners about this. So from what you're saying now, you are saying that the people are more relaxed now, and that these things are about nature and it's not a habit, and that it is just that most of the Africans, or particularly in Nigeria, it is just tied down to culture and practices, that using left hand to give a gift is not a taboo. Rather, the elders feel it is more appropriate to use the right hand to give a gift. Thank you so much for your enlightenment and for your help, you know, to talk about this. I don't know if you have another thing or any other thought you would like to share on this. Or
thank you very much, my brother. What I have to say here is that this practice, or the way we treat, has changed. This was our primitive belief, but today, given our level of experience and education and exposure, we have come to realize that those who use left hand are not really doing so because of maybe fashion or because they want to use it. Everybody will want to, as far as Nigeria is concerned, they want to use right hand. That is the acceptable norm. But for those who see themselves using left hand, it is as a result of the nature, the genes, their heritage. It is not because they want to disrespect their elders. And most of us are beginning to see it as such. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My chief is very, very beautiful to have you share your thoughts with us. And I really appreciate your experiences for us. Thank you so much. In Nigeria, there are three types of marriages today: religious marriage, civil marriage, and traditional marriage. A Nigerian couple may decide to take part in one or all of these marriages. Religious marriage, usually Christians and Muslims, are conducted according to the norms of the respective religious teachings and take place in a church or a mosque. Christian males are allowed only one wife, while Muslim men can take up to four wives. Civil official weddings take place in a government registry office. Men are allowed only one wife under a civil wedding, regardless of religion. Traditional marriages usually are held at the wife's house and are performed according to the customs of the ethnic group involved. Most ethnic groups traditionally allow more than one wife. Depending on whom you ask, polygamy has both advantages and disadvantages in Nigerian society. Some Nigerians see polygamy as a device force in the family, often pitting one wife against another. Others see polygamy as a unifying factor, creating a built-in support system that allows wives to work as a team. While Western ways of courtship and marriage are not unheard of, the power of traditional values and strong influence of the family mean that traditional ways are usually followed, even in the cities and among the elite. According to old customs, women did not have much choice of whom they married, though the numbers of arranged marriages are declining. It is also not uncommon for women to marry in their teens, often to a much older man. In instances where there are already one or more wives, it is the first wife's responsibility to look after the newest wife and help her integrate into the family. Many Nigerian ethnic groups follow the practice of offering a bride price for an intended wife, unlike a dowry, in which the woman would bring something of material value to the marriage. A bride price is some form of compensation the husband must pay before he can marry a wife. A bride price can take the form of money, cattle, wine, or other valuable goods paid to the woman's family, but it also can take a more subtle form. Men might contribute money to the education of an intended wife or help to establish her in a small-scale business or agricultural endeavor. This form of bride price is often incorporated as part of the wooing process. While women who leave their husbands will be welcomed back in their families, they often need a justification for breaking their marriage. If the husband is seen as having treated his wife well, he can expect to have the bride price repaid. Though customs vary from group to group, traditional weddings are often full of dancing and lively music. There is also a lot of excitement and cultural displays. For example, the Yorubas have a practice in which the bride and two or three other women come out covered from head to toe in a white shroud. It is the groom's job to identify his wife from among the shrouded women to show how well he knows the wife. I would now talk about inheritance, which is also part of the culture in Nigeria. For many Nigerian ethnic groups, such as the Hausa and the Igbos, just like I said earlier in the podcast, that in my next episode, I would be talking about the Igbos, one of the majority ethnic groups, a group in Nigeria. Inheritance is basically a male affair. In Nigeria, for you to inherit something, you must be a male. Though women have a legal right to inheritance in Nigeria, but they often receive nothing. This is a reflection of the forced economic independence many women live under. While their husbands are alive, wives are often responsible for providing for themselves and their children. Little changes economically after the death of the husband. Property and wealth are kind of usually passed on to the sons if they are old enough, or to other male relatives such as brothers and then uncle. For the Fulanis, Fulani is a minority tribe in Nigeria. If a man dies there in that ethnic group, his brother inherits his property and his wife. The wife usually returns to live with her family, but she may move in with her husband's brother and become his wife. Regarding king groups in Nigeria or in Niger, while men dominate Igbo society, women play an important role in kingship. This also talks about the Igbos. The men dominate the society, but the most important thing there is the women, for they play a very vital role in kinship. All Igbos, men and women, have close ties to their mother's clan, which usually lives in a different village. When an Igbo dies, the body is usually sent back to his mother's village to be buried with his mother's kin. If an Igbo is disgraced or cast out of his community, his mother's kin will often take him in. Then for the Hausas, however, there is not much of a sense of wide-ranging kinship. Hausa society is based on the nuclear family. There is a sense of a larger extended family, including married siblings and their families. But there is little kinship beyond that. However, The idea of blood being thicker than water is very strong in the Hausa society. For this reason, many Hausas will try to stretch family or familial relationships to the broader idea of clan or tribe to diffuse tensions between or among members. I hope I would enjoy this very interesting episode of No Ninja segment podcast, which has been anchored by my humble self, Honorable, or you can call me by my full name, aka Kelechi Udonsi Kalu Jr. I would also remind you to share this podcast with your friends, your neighbors, and as well, follow me on my social media handles or at Noble for you to see on Gmail, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Noble for you to see. Thank you.